Americans billed $27 million to fund reintegration gift bags for deported Central Americans. By John Binder on December 7, 2018. Since 2014, American taxpayers have been billed nearly $30 million to fund school supplies, toys, clothing, and coloring books for migrants returning to Central America after being deported from the United States. A new Government Accountability Office, GAO, report reveals that USAID has spent $27 million worth of U.S. taxpayer money since 2014 on departing gift bags for migrants deported from the U.S. back to Central America. The GAO report found that the taxpayer funding is used to give short-term reception services to deported Central American migrants in Honduras, Guatemala, and El Salvador. The funding also goes towards counseling services and employment assistance for the deported migrants to make it easier for migrants to readjust to and stay in their home countries, the report claims. As part of this reintegration effort, young migrants are provided with U.S. taxpayer-funded school supplies, toys, coloring books, dolls, toiletries, backpacks, and clothes, all of which can be seen below. The GAO report says USAID provides the Central American migrants with the taxpayer-funded products within the first 2 days after the migrants have been deported to their home country. The cost of the USAID program is yet another bill that American taxpayers are forced to subsidize on top of the annual $116 billion that illegal immigrants cost taxpayers. This amount does not include the money stripped from Americans through wage suppression, job displacement, and rising housing prices due to mass illegal and legal immigration. Criminal illegal aliens in prison also cost about $1.4 billion to taxpayers every year. Every year, the U.S. admits more than 1.5 foreign nationals, with the vast majority deriving from family-based chain migration. In 2016, the legal and illegal immigrant population reached a record high of 44 million. By 2023, the Center for Immigration Studies estimates that the legal and illegal immigrant population of the U.S. will make up nearly 15% of the entire U.S. population. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at @jxhnbinder.